Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Lane Miller and Ted Hinckley. We're going to be talking about this week's Culture Connection Celebration.
Easy
coming
for
up
you
here.
To say.
Yeah. Coming up here on Thursday. It's my one you're going to want to miss. The Rachel Rivers Band coming to town. So thank you guys both for taking the time to come join us.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks.
So let's start out with just a quick recap of last week, because it was such a busy week. Not only did you have your normal Culture Connections, but you had every live piece of entertainment for International Day. So it must have been busy for you guys.
Yes, yes, it was. And thank you, Ted, for putting that all together. We had huge crowds in the park. We always do, but I think this was extra busy. And we had what I think is the best band, the best party band we've ever had at Culture Connection or anything really on Saturday night. They were fabulous. And then right after that was the drone show, and we had thousands of people to watch.
Yeah, so just a lot of excitement, and I agree. That was an incredible party band, and from what I've been hearing, everybody loved it. So props to you guys for yet again delivering on high-quality live entertainment. And now let's jump into what's coming up this week with Rachel Rivers. Now, a bit of an up-and-comer, like we were talking about before. Not much out about her online. So, Ted, can you just explain, how'd you find her?
Well, so I was at a thing, and I heard Rachel sing, and, man, she just kind of a once-in-a-generation voice. And then, you know, I got to know her a little bit. She started to send me some of the songs she writes, and I think she's just a great – so not only is she a great physical voice, her songwriting, she's a great voice also. And, you know, it's – We better get her in on a Culture Connection now, because one day she's going to be too big to sing for Culture Connection. So we're getting in on the ground floor here, and she's put together probably for the first time a band this summer, and she brought in some really good talent, because you know everyone wants to work with her, so she's able to put a good band together. But I just think she has one of the best young voices around. She's terrific. And also nice, you know, which isn't always the case.
Yeah, that always does help with them being polite. I mean, it makes it a lot easier for you guys, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I need to give Ted some compliments. Not only does he bring in well-known bands, name bands, he also brings in some new talent, and that's exactly what we like about Culture Connection. Get in the good stuff, the stuff we know, bring in somebody new, too.
Yeah, it really is something for everybody. Like, I've never 2 weeks in a row have I seen the same kind of music being played. And, yeah, you're right. You have old, established talent to the area. People, you have fan favorites coming in. And then you also have these younger talents coming in. Some people that I think everyone is really going to love. So props to you guys for going out and being able to find these high quality entertainers. And then let's kind of talk about Rachel some more. What are you most excited about for her?
So Rachel is just, I feel like she's a kind of a once in a generation voice. She, you know, I'm in the studio all the time. One thing I always notice is whether people sing in tune or not. And she has like perfect pitch, but it's just such a great voice. We call it, you know, with a vocalist, we call it an instrument. She has an incredible instrument. Her voice just is perfect. And then she's really becoming a lovely songwriter. And, you know, she does covers, but they're interpretations that bring out the best in her. And so I just think people are really going to like seeing this fresh talent. I think she's, you know, I think she's 21 and just kind of getting going. But I'm a big, big believer, and I think if people come, they'll be believers too.
Yes, just a lot to be excited about with this week's rendition of Culture Connections. Now, Ted, Lane, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I think the thing that we like to stress as we sign off here is we are so excited to do Culture Connection, and we are so appreciative of the crowds that we've been getting. We've been filling the park. And you can tell when people are having a good time, and they're having a good time. So thanks to Ted. Thanks to our our residents who come support us, and thanks to you too for letting us come on the air.
Yeah, of course. You guys are some of my favorite interviews. I mean, it's just so fun being able to talk about some high-quality music with you guys. So I thank you guys for always being willing to come on.
Thank you. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks for supporting us, and thanks for all the people that are coming out. It really, you know, it really makes a difference to the performers, and I hope these concerts make a difference to the lives of, you know, Carbon County. So.
Well, Ted, Lane, thank you again so much for coming on and talking about this week's Culture Connections, one you're not going to want to miss coming up on this Thursday, August 1st, the Rachel Rivers Band coming to town in Washington Park. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.